This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. With 3 weeks to go until Election Day, November 3rd, a handful of U.S. swing states is expected to determine whether former Vice President Joe Biden can deny President Donald Trump a second term as president. That has the rival campaigns focusing on Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania at the start of a critical week. At a rally in Florida Monday night, the president told his supporters, quote, the corrupt political class is desperate to regain their power by any means necessary. Trump accused Biden of being owned by, in his words, radical globalists and having handed control of the Democratic Party to, quote, the socialists, the Marxists, and the left-wing extremists. It was President Trump's first campaign rally since his hospitalization for COVID-19. Few people in the crowd wore a mask. It was a crowd of thousands packed tightly together for the president's hour-long speech. While Air Force One was in flight to Florida, the White House released a memo from the president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, stating that Mr. Trump had tested negative for the coronavirus for 2 consecutive days. The memo did not specify which 2 days those were. Dr. Conley also said he believes the president is, quote, not infectious to others. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden visited Ohio on Monday, speaking to union auto workers in Toledo. He said the blinders have been taken off the American people. They've seen what the combination of the pandemic, the economic crisis, the racial inequality we're facing, and what's going on internationally. They're ready to step up. They know we have to change. Later in the day, Biden spoke in Cincinnati, where he talked about the nearly 215,000 people in the country who've died of COVID-19 and said all this is taking place, in his words, because the president is only worried about the stock market.